discussion today sounds fairly familiar to the chairman. Many of the paragraphs could just as readily have been lifted from the debate that started in 1982 when GCI first proposed competition. We talk about a $60 million subsidy and jeopardizing that subsidy if we move too hastily. In 1982, Alascom talked about a $100 million subsidy that it received from AT&T and the jeopardy that would occur if we allowed competition before the FCC and the PUC had time to resolve that process. The process ultimately resolved in a way that rates went down. Today, AT&T operates without a subsidy. The network's more efficient. We talk about a need to reform state access charges. We talk about the need for FCC action before the PUC can act. One of the things the local telephone companies didn't tell you is that at the same time they are saying that FCC action is needed to reform access before the PUC can act, at the FCC they are opposing any action to reform or change the current access rules. So we have a catch-22. The PUC can't act until the FCC acts, but the same parties saying that are telling the FCC not to act. The people are suggesting that GCI is the bottleneck in rural Alaska. That's simply not true. We can run at speeds much faster than the LEC can today. Today, the interface speed isn't appropriate. That's an issue that can and will be solved. Generally, the message you're getting is to go slow, be careful. That's because the incumbents have everything they need today, and the longer it stays the way it is, the happier they are. There have been suggestions that GCI has the opportunity to compete in other ways. If we believed that that was true, we'd have less incentive to press this bill. However, I have no doubt that if we went back to the commission and asked to compete using exclusively our own facilities, that we'd be told we faced the same roadblocks and we'd be right back here next year. So I think that covers my response, and any questions I'd be happy to.
There was one testifier, actually probably more than one, but one said it very clearly, said that this bill is in conflict with federal law. I don't read it that way, and do you or your legal staff read
it? We wrote the bill very carefully because it's difficult in light of the comprehensive federal law to provide much direction to the PUC without running into that conflict. That's why the bill's so skinny, and it basically says implement competition in any way you can that's consistent with the federal act.
I don't want to give your testimony for you, but you said something that wasn't quite true. You didn't write the bill. Our drafters wrote the bill. You participated and advised in the drafting.
We suggested. You're very correct, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Senator Mackey.
Do you have a list of the phone exchanges in the state? I've been asking people, and nobody seems to have it.
We have a list in our
phone lines there are in Bethel.
I can tell you if I had access to a document in my office.
I have the information.
Can you tell me what it is?
I do not know. I don't have it with me. It's about a five-page list of all.
There's a book that has this all. We just don't have it.
I don't have it.
Man.
I don't have it in your office.
Is there a ratio to population estimate or anything?
This is Tom Mead in Anchorage. The ATA book says that there are 3,541 subscriber access lines in Bethel.
What was that number?
3,541.
3,541.
3,541.
Yeah,
3,541.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the information. And thank you, Ms. Nunn. Any further questions of the testifier? That completes our testimony. We'll close the public hearing. Is there any committee discussion regarding this legislation?
Can we go off record for a minute?
Sure. We can.
Anyway,
back on record. Is there committee discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mackey.
Trying to find where, okay, on page 2, line 16, where it says that serve 1,500 or more access lines on January 1, I would like to move to amend that number to 5,000.
Everybody understand the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations.
Motion by Senator Mackey is to report the bill. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, motion carries, and the bill is reported. And I'll just note that our schedule for Thursday is... Excuse me. Is anybody going to be here Thursday?
I will not be.
I will not be.
Mayor
Kelly?
I can be if you're going to have a quorum.
Okay, well, it doesn't look like we have a quorum. We were going to hear Senate Bill 210, workers' comp, electronic deposits, and bill previously heard. We'll probably have to hold those over to next week, but we'll just announce there's a high likelihood that that will be done. And we'll post when we figure that out. We're adjourned.